The Reverend Jim Kelly, who served in the Archdiocese of Anchorage, Alaska, died in a plane crash Saturday. The 73-year-old Roman Catholic priest was flying his Piper Cherokee to celebrate Palm Sunday Masses when it crashed into Tuklung Mountain. His body was recovered yesterday. Father Kelly was about to celebrate 11 years of ministry at Holy Rosary Church in Dillingham, Alaska. The parish serves 600 people and is spread out over 33,000 miles on the mainland and the Aleutian Islands. The Most Reverend Roger Schweitz joins us now from Anchorage, where he is the Archbishop. Archbishop Schweitz, does being a priest in Alaska mean being a pilot as well?
It does to some extent. There are some priests here who do not have pilot's licenses, but it certainly makes it more possible to get around to visit the various people. So, in fact, since I have arrived here, I've started taking flying lessons myself, and in fact, some of my favorite memories of Father Kelly are last spring when I went out to Dillingham for a couple of days and flew around to some of his spots with him and received some instruction from him, because he was a flight instructor in the Navy when he was a chaplain and kept his license up.
So he had been flying for quite a while.
He's been flying for some 50 years, yes.
What would his schedule be like, let's say, on a Sunday, when he would have to travel to what? How many places to serve Mass?
He would actually have a two-week schedule that would take him around to something like 23 different places. And so on weekends, he would hit the bigger places, but during the week, then he would go to others. So many of the places he visited did not have Mass on Sunday, but during the week.
And so he would celebrate Mass. What about the other sacraments? If a family had a child that was going to be confirmed or baptized, or a couple that was going to be married, how would he handle that?
In fact, when I was flying with him last spring, we did precisely that. We flew into a small village where there was one Catholic family, had Mass in their living room, and at that Mass, I confirmed one of their children who was ready for confirmation. So, in fact, Father Kelly's process in serving the people was that he brought the church to the people rather than waiting for the people to come to the church.
What was he like?
Very affable person, very outgoing. He was the kind of person who was very accessible. People found it very easy to talk to him. He had a great sense of humor.
I heard he actually traveled by car, too, and he called his car the Popemobile.
Yes, he had an old heap that someone gave him in one of the villages that he referred to as his own Popemobile.
Is a plane crash a job hazard for a priest in Alaska?
It is. I guess one would say that ministering in Alaska means that you're sort of living on the edge, and you not only feel closer to God because of the beauty of the area, but also because of the challenges that are there and the dangers that are there. I think priests who are flying around visiting the people realize that, you know, they could be called home to the Lord at any moment. It certainly helps the prayer life.
Archbishop Schweitz, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're sorry for your loss.
Thank you very much, Leanne.
The Most Reverend Roger Schweitz, Archbishop of Anchorage, Alaska, remembering the Reverend Jim Kelly, who died when his plane crashed into a mountainside this past weekend.